push to fight cancer. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. 60 years to the day that President John F. Kennedy vowed to put an American on the moon, President Biden today spoke at the JFK Library to push for an end to cancer as we know it. The president discussing the potential of blood testing to detect cancer early.
Scientists are exploring whether mRNA vaccine technology that brought us safe and effective COVID-19 vaccines could be used to stop cancer cells when they first arise.
The president has set a goal of cutting U.S. cancer deaths in half over the next 25 years and to ensure federal funding for new research and therapeutics. The White House says President Biden and members of his cabinet were in contact today with freight rail companies and their unions as efforts continue to avert a potential strike by 115,000 rail workers later this week. Suzanne Clark, the head of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, saying today that a national rail strike would be an economic disaster. Ukrainian forces have made a number of counteroffensive advances, pushing Russian troops from many cities where Moscow had gained control.
As many as 30 settlements and counting in the Kharkiv region are now back in the hands of Ukrainian forces. Left behind Russian tanks now dot the landscape as Ukrainian soldiers raise Ukrainian flags high above for all to see.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Kyiv, Ukraine. King Charles III and his siblings today stood in silent vigil around their mother, Queen Elizabeth II's coffin in St. Giles Cathedral in Edinburgh, Scotland. A line has already started forming to view the Queen's coffin when she lies in state in London, even though that won't start until tomorrow night. Security staff are preparing for millions of people to pay their respects to the late monarch, whose coffin will be in London's Westminster Hall until her state funeral next Monday. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
New York City police say they believe three children who were found on a beach were drowned by their mother.
Charges are pending against a mother police say drowned her children at a New York City beach. The children, who were 7, 4, and 3 months old, were found on Coney Island Beach in Brooklyn just after 3 o'clock this morning. They were taken to a hospital where they were all pronounced dead. Fox 5 reports that family members called police with concerns that a relative may have harmed her children, prompting a 90-minute search that led them to the mother, who was soaking wet and barefoot. The search for the kids intensified with air and harbor units until they were found unresponsive about 2 miles from where their mother was located. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A new poll finds a majority of Americans aren't satisfied with health care in the country.
Just 12% of people believe American health care is handled extremely or very well. That according to a poll by the Associated Press Nork Center for Public Affairs Research. Just 6% have the same feeling towards prescription drug costs, nursing home care, and mental health care. Nearly 8 in 10 Americans say they are at least somewhat concerned about getting access to quality care when they need it, with nearly 6 in 10 Black and Hispanic adults saying they're very or extremely concerned about getting good care. The solutions, though, are a little more divisive, as about 57% believe health care is a government responsibility, and about 4 in 10 support a single-payer health care system. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Jeff Bezos' rocket company suffered its first launch failure. No one was aboard, only science experiments. About a minute after the Blue Origin rocket blasted off from West Texas today, yellow flames shot out from around the single engine at the bottom. The capsule's emergency launch abort system kicked in, lifting the craft off the top where it landed on the remote desert floor with its parachute system. The rocket crashed back to Earth. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.